welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters, a day 147, which means end of another week. How are we all doing? I've got last night's Brooklyn's chat. That's not going to do me any good whatsoever. So let me get into the right chat. Hello, Jonathan. What is for dinner? If you are popping it in the oven, I'm ruling out salad. But maybe not. Who knows? Hello, Kim. CQ Deb. How are you doing? We've had a bit of a busy day. I was all gearing up to tell you at 6 o'clock. Don't worry if you hear thunder, because that means it's cool. They lied to me again. 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock, they swore there would be thunder and rain. And what have we got? Oppressive sunshine. Not happy. How is it where you are, Jonathan? Ooh, breaded cod with sweet potato chips. You need to talk to Mike about fish. Baked fish. It didn't end well. Hadn't thought about that, Jonathan. 147 is only 33 away from 6 months worth. I remember you giggling, Jonathan, when mention was made of reaching the dizzying heights of 88, you know, 85, 88, which was around the time of the crossover. And yet, here we are, in lockdown again. And if you are not in the UK, you need to know this one. They're now threatening us with a complete UK lockdown again. And this is because cases have increased. There was an average of last week's cases per day. And today we have a new average of cases per day of 1,062, which is up 10% on last week. Who says social distancing is actually happening? Because it doesn't feel like it. 10% in a week is shocking, isn't it? We've got a very slight breeze, Jonathan, but not much. Not worth talking about. We'll forget what it's like pre-maroon. So yeah, what's going to happen? Eventually, at some point, I am assuming that we will be not marooned. At which point, even I will probably be tuning in at 7 thinking it's time for marooned. Do you think it should be a permanent fixture forever and ever, amen? Oh, dear. You've been cool. I've not been cool, Jonathan. I must be sitting in a hot spot. I mean, it's not as bad as yesterday, I'll give it that. But last night was beautiful. Oh, as we got into the last couple of hours of By Request, it was really nice. Because it was dark, which obviously made it a little bit less heated. But there was a lovely breeze and we had the window open and there was the breeze and it was fabulous. Loved it. Loved it, loved it, loved it. But obviously, it's not going to last because now it's hot again. Let me have a look what they're saying for the week. Weather. Stop looking, to be honest. It was depressing me. Yes, it's still depressing me. Monday 27. Now, bearing in mind at the moment it's 23, so it's going to be 4 degrees hotter tomorrow. And Tuesday, thunder. Yeah, you said that today. Just saying. And 29. So it's going to get hotter before it gets cooler. But the sooner it gets to I need 3 cardigans and a blanket, the happier I will be. Because even if it is I need 3 cardigans and a blanket, not here, because I have hard drives keeping me warm. So that's our news today. Yes, up 10% on last week. RH raging above 1. They're denying it, like, frantically. But we all know the truth. We were supposed to be getting, I noticed, Jonathan, neither you nor I mentioned this because we're sensible, but we went into lockdown in Greater Manchester a week last Friday and it's supposed to be reviewed weekly. Yeah, anybody notice that happening? Me neither. So I've got a sneaking suspicion it's going to be like 3 weeks, a 3 week block, because more cities have gone into lockdown since we went into lockdown. Where are we on the iMac front? Jonathan, we're waiting to talk to the RAM people. But I will keep my eye on the shipping date. I would want it to arrive, obviously, before the holiday, not after the holiday. And, of course, it's not that I don't have other toys to play with, is it? I did some video last night of Mike. Got into trouble for that. Didn't have it. He didn't have a shirt on. One thing I noticed with it, and I haven't even read up on the manual with this camera, because I've downloaded two. One is kind of a setup sheet, you know, like a fold-out map, one of those huge setup sheets, which is like used to neither man nor beast, because you can't scan it, and you don't particularly want to be carrying it around either. One of those. So I downloaded that, and there wasn't much there. Good evening, Anthony. And then I downloaded this nearly 10 meg one, and I thought, this'll be the one. This'll be everything I need to know, this'll be. And I downloaded that, and it's exactly the same as they put in the box and sacrificed a tree for in all the languages known to mankind. But the only full manual that I can find is an online one. So I've got to read it on the screen. Yeah, could be happier about that. Anyway, I just stuck it on video automatic. Now, it also does stills, obviously, but it's mainly for vlogging. So I stuck it on automatic video, having no idea what it would do, but just stick it on there till I can work it out. And I did a tiny little bit of video. Whoa! I think it only recorded in 1080 by 720. But it was pitch black. We had no lights on. So the only light was coming from Mike's monitor. And the dark areas of the image, which are grainy as anything on an iPhone, not a grain to be seen in sight. It was very good. I was impressed. How are we doing? Who have we got now? Hello, Simon. Hello, how are you? We've not had any baking for a while. Or at least we've not had any pictures of baking for a while. Mike is going live on Brooklands at the moment, doing the news, where he is filling them in over last night's complete calamity. He's called the news show Ice Cream, You Scream, We All Scream for Ice Cream. And if you were with us, you will know exactly why that's the title of the show. There was a big, big calamity. The Tesco man escaped without leaving behind my treats. Mike's were here. They were fine. The dog's treats, they were here. They were fine. Mine? Who knows? Not here. It was so funny. You are rescuing the waistline. Oh, it is. That's the thing with bread. But it is gorgeous. Yours in particular. I don't think I've ever seen anything that looks as nice as yours. The only place I'd probably see fresh bread would be like a local supermarket. They were the days when they had like a bakery on site, but they weren't as nice as yours. Nowhere near. I think you should set up so you can keep baking, but not necessarily eating it. How about a bakery store? Handmade loaves. Be worth a fortune. You'd only need to put a couple of pictures online and you'd be getting orders from Australia. I tell you, you would. They look amazing. Oh, Jonathan. Jonathan did actually have a quite late night on Friday, though. Not as late as he should have done. But, you know, late-ish, just saying. Oh, should we do an extravaganza next week? Make sure I'm still ahead. What have we got for next week? Oh, yes, we've got the Devon Think thing. That's an issue, that. Are those who are interested in Devon Think, are you using an iPad? Because I've been able to display my iPad in live sessions for years. 2012, I started doing that, and it was solid as a rock. Good evening, Mrs. Simon. How are you? But lately, the air server thing just keeps falling over. I can plug it in with a cable, which would be absolutely fine. But that was unmounting itself as well. So it's a little bit awkward with an iPad at the moment. I mean, I have to run some more tests, see if I can get it more stable. But it's so annoying. Can you imagine something you've been doing for 8 years, all of a sudden on better kit, doesn't work? That's Apple for you. Oh, dear. We were just discussing bread, Mrs. Simon. But Simon's been a good boy. We need to stop this. Urgently. So we can get some lovely pictures. How are the fur kids as well? How are they all doing? Lola's been so funny today. She came in and she started talking to us. So every time I spoke, she's like... And I'm like, what's the matter? So I said, maybe she wants a drink. So Mike said, I've put a whole thing of cold water downstairs with some ice in it. And she's wandered up here. So, I had some water in a bottle, really cold. It'd been brought out of the freezer. Puts it. She's pouring at a cup that's on the floor upside down. Now, you're wondering why we have a cup on the floor upside down, aren't you? But Simon can tell you that because it's like the Twilight Zone here. We do things like that with all our weird neighbours. It's the cup that Mike brings the ice up in. So I put it upside down on the floor so we don't get dust and stuff in it. And then he picks it up, cleans the edge and off he toddles with it. So she's pouring at it. And I thought, she does, she wants some water. So I turned this cup the right way up and I poured some water in. And it's a really deep breakfast cup. So she's like looking at it like, you're going to have to feed me. So I did. Oh, she was enjoying that. So she's slurping it out of the cup. And when I put the cup down, there was a huge patch, like a puddle on the floor, with all the stuff that she'd spat all over the place, which she instantly started licking up. And when she'd had that, she started pouring at the cup again. She's had 3 cupfuls, these huge breakfast cupfuls of water in the last like hour and 20 minutes. Needless to say, she's going to be out in the garden shortly, having drunk that much. But as long as they turn up on time, she's going for a sleepover tonight. She is going back to her first family for a sleepover. They've got the most amazing garden and they're out of Greater Manchester. So they're not on lockdown. We are, though. So we will be masks at dawn and throw the dog lead down to the gates. But she's going on a sleepover. 29 in the office, but muggy, feels much warmer. That's where we're at. It's supposed to be 21 outside, but it's much hotter than that in here. We are at 39 in here, but then we've got a lot of tech. Ah, Jonathan's got nice butter. Cheap stuff from Sainsbury's, but so creamy. We did that. My mum always used to buy a really good brand, which was Lurpak. And I just didn't like it. To me, it was too white rather than like having like a little bit of a yellow tint to it. It looked like slightly yellower than lard, which didn't endear it to me, to be honest. She also always used to get unsalted because she had high blood pressure. But to be honest, her blood pressure was high from being 20. And when I say high, I do mean high. Kim will be horrified. What's high blood pressure these days? Probably like 120 over 90, something like that. Yeah, my mother's blood pressure was constantly, this was normal for her, was 220 over 170. Yeah, I know, clinically dead, but not for my mother. That was her normal resting blood pressure. And they're like, oh, you high blood, we've got to put you on these hypertension pills. And all it did was make her ill. And we had another friend who got told that they had high blood pressure. Nothing like as high as my mother, obviously. Clinically dead. But they gave her some... Now, I don't know if it's beta blockers. Do they give you beta blockers to lower your blood pressure? You thought you might, Kim. But that was normal for her. It was. No matter what they gave her, she just felt queasy, if it was any less than that. We're all different. It's like temperatures. Mine's always fractionally higher than average, which is why I don't like the idea of, you know, going to an Apple store and they're shooting you with a, let me take your temperature. Temperature varies. Oh, albeit only fractionally, but some people, they're at the high end or the low end. We're not all average. Certainly not my mother. No, she was absolutely fine with it that high. But our friend got put, I think it was beta blockers of some description to reduce her blood pressure. That ended well. Nearly didn't end well at all. She said she felt dizzy and weak. And they were like, no, just keep taking them because you can't have high blood pressure. You can't have high blood pressure. And in the end, she collapsed on the sofa. Luckily, one of the neighbours, now, he wasn't a doctor. I don't even think he was a nurse. But some kind of like somebody who'd done a basic first aid course. He dashes in and says, you know, it takes... not blood pressure, but pulse rate. Looks at her, says, is she on any pills? And he showed him the pills. And he was like, you need to get her to the hospital. Not that she shouldn't be on them, but he said, these have gone completely the other way and it's more dangerous to have a low blood pressure than a high one. They did just about save her, but only just. I think she was in hospital for quite a while. So you're back, are you?
Yeah.
How was ice cream? You scream, we all scream for ice cream.
It's okay.
You were good, were you?
If I say so myself.
Well, you have to say so yourself. Thank you. I was looking for water, but never mind. What was I talking about? Blood pressure. My blood pressure. No, my mother's blood pressure. No, she was fine with that. She did start to feel very queasy if it got down to anything like normal. So we're all just different. There you go. We've got Simon in, but he's got no bread. He's been good with the waistline, apparently. We have Mrs. Simon in as well. And Jonathan's obsessed with knowing when we're going to push the button on the iMac.
No idea.
Is that up to me?
Yeah.
Ah, right. My finger may just slip at some point this week. Do we get to hear the ice cream story, Mike? Oh, it started so well. I actually had, for
you
once...
You telling the story.
No, I'll take you up to where you departed. For once, I was ahead of myself with the cameras, and I had my iPad sat next to me so we would see him. And every other week, he's been really, really early. But this week, I would say he was almost on time, wasn't he?
He was about 10 minutes
about
early.
About 10 minutes early, but like not as early as he had been before. So I'm in the middle of playing records on... Records, God, what decade am I in? songs on by request.
Do you have a little turntable in your...
Yeah, Stuart was talking about that, wasn't he?
Yeah, your vinyl.
He said, some people still play it on vinyl on a turntable and put the needle on it. And I went back and said, some people have far too much time on their hands. I can't do that as well. No, oh, come on, not when I'm playing 78s. I mean, come on. Did you ever play your records at the wrong speed?
Yeah.
I did. Used to have a switch. I only had 45 or 33, though. I never had one of the old 78s.
Oh,
so
I did.
That wouldn't work for me. That wouldn't have worked for me. So, Tesco man arrives. I said, Mike, Tesco man's here. Off he went. And I'm watching him bring everything in, and I thought, great. Then I see him disappear. So at that stage, all I'm waiting for is Mike to put the frozen food in the freezer and to come back. So he comes back, but he comes back as white as a sheet. I said, what's the matter? And obviously, I've got eyes all over the place. I'm in the chat. I'm keying up the next track. I've got the track that's playing. I've got to see when that's going to finish. And he says, bit of a snafu with the ice cream. I said, what? What? Mike's had arrived. Mine hadn't arrived. The dogs had arrived. So not happy. And the thing is, they're in such a rush because they've got so many deliveries. They're not going to hang around while you check everything. And particularly when you've had like quite a big order. And Mike's trying to find it because he's trying to put it in the freezer. So even if the ice cream had arrived, because you went outside to check the front garden. Didn't
yeah,
you?
Checked everywhere.
Just in case. You've got to get it in the freezer before it was literally liquid. So he comes in. So I said, well, can't you ring him? Now, you might think, ring the delivery man? Where you're getting his number from. But if he's early, he tends to ring you. But Mike's on DND. But he had rung, hadn't he?
Yeah.
So once you'd scouted the area and determined he had actually vacated the premises and you couldn't manually force him back to the
gate.
And
I found two missed calls on my phone.
That was because he was calling you to say, are you available to take it earlier?
Yeah.
Right. So that at that point, Mike had surveilled around the local vicinity, couldn't find him. So it was a virtual chase, wasn't it? A tech-enabled virtual chase.
Yeah.
So you tell him what happened after that.
So I called him and he answered. And
he's a real bloke, wasn't he?
I said, I think I've just had a missed call from you. He said, oh, yeah, it's Jack. I just dropped some stuff off. I said, yeah. I said, you haven't got any salted caramel ice creams still in your van, have you? He said, I don't think so. He said, everything I should have dropped off for you, you should have. So I said, okay. He said, I'll have a look in 5 or 10 minutes when I get to my next delivery. Because obviously he's driving at this point. Hopefully he was hands-free.
I hope so.
So about 10 minutes later, he rings me back. And he says, no, there's nothing here. He says, what you need to do is ring customer services. The number's on the top of the sheet I gave you. And they'll sort you out. He said, but I'll give you a refund. I've got a mobile computer here. I can refund you. So that's not a problem. So I ran customer
services.
What did
I say at that point when you said it's okay, he's refunded it?
I can't remember.
I can't eat a refund.
Oh, yeah.
Wanted me ice cream.
So I rings customer services, and you got the usual press one for this, press for two for this. Luckily, it was an 0800 toll-free number. Then it says, if you wouldn't mind doing a short survey on this call, press one. If you don't, press two. If you do, we'll text you a number to call in the next 24 hours.
Bear in mind, Mike's in the middle of a live show while all this is happening.
No, I'm not interested. Just cut to the chase. So then I waited about 10 minutes for the customer service person to answer the call.
Did you have music on hold?
I did have music.
Hold
oh,
what
music.
Was it?
I can't remember.
Oh, not as good as Brooklyn's?
No.
Good.
Yeah, they should pipe Brooklyn's through, shouldn't they?
Oh, yes. Mind you, then once you're in the middle of a story on Brooklyn's, they wouldn't, and then they say, like, right, hello, customer service. Like, no, put me back on hold, we'll do it at the end of that.
So I explained the problem. And I told her, you know, step by step what had happened. He hadn't delivered these ice creams. And she says, did you hand it back to the driver? I said, sorry. I had to explain again. Oh, right, I'm with you. So she thinks at this point that I'd had something delivered that shouldn't have been in our order. So I gave it back to the driver. No, I hadn't had the thing delivered in the first place. So then she asked what it was, and I said salted caramel ice cream. And she says, I haven't got anything salted caramel ice cream here.
It's not on the bill, basically. You didn't order it.
It's not on the order. I've only got soft scoop vanilla. I said, are you looking at last week's order by any chance? She said, oh, I am. I do apologise.
Where do they get these people from?
She said, it's been a long day and I've still got 2 hours to go.
Excuse me, my day had been much longer. I was up till 7 o'clock, nearly 8 o'clock. And I managed to pitch up on time, and I knew that it was salted caramel.
I'm just telling you what she said.
Can't get the staff.
Anyway, she put the 5 salted caramel ice creams into me basket from her end, and she waived the delivery charge.
I thought she was going to give you a refund and that was going to be it.
Yeah.
And when would they be arriving? Because the other thing, of course, is at the moment, trying to get a slot is a bit like Russian roulette.
Between 10 and 11 o'clock this morning.
They are keeping slots back for when they make a snafu.
And they came at 5 to 10.
They're now in the freezer awaiting me.
Yeah, I just told my mother the whole story.
Oh, Anthony's got an ice cream van just turned up on the street. Symbiotic, that. Oh, you're not going to get anything. No, that's probably not wise. Have something from the freezer.
So that was the story, yeah, Kim.
And all of that took about 35 minutes.
Something like that.
So we missed two trios, which meant we got the unadulterated singer.
Trio.
Exactly, without Mike's accompaniment.
Trio.
We had to put a trio on for when he came back because he was so upset. And he's like, what songs have I missed? What songs have I missed? I said, it's fine. We've not done Summer of 69 yet.
Yeah, but we own the radio station. We can just listen to what we want when we want.
Well, we can, but you know, you can't keep putting the same songs on just because you like them. Otherwise, last night would have just been you too, wouldn't it? All night.
Well, it would for you. It wouldn't for me.
Wouldn't it? You don't like The Fly.
There's I know one you don't like, you told me.
Bullet the Blue Sky. Oh, it's dire. Don't like Bullet the Blue Sky. Oh, Jonathan's had a cornetto each evening. A moment of bliss. You are a classy guy, Jonathan. No, it's true. I mean, it's just nice to have an ice cream. I actually have been having the soft scoop, but the trouble with it is, literally, you get it out of the freezer and it's liquid by the time it reaches me. So I said, you know what? I'll just have a Magnum. So we were replacing the Magnums that we already had. Oh, we need to add to that as well. Obviously, we didn't want to wait like another 3 weeks for an order so they could deliver it. Because they were on offer this week. Oh, the odds were, you know, if they said, well, we'll bring it on Wednesday, they'd be off offer by then. You'd be paying twice as much. Seriously, 4 Magnums are £3.20, aren't they?
Yeah.
Which is a lot cheaper than you would... Oh, weren't they about £4.50 at the 80s gig last year?
Something like
and
that.
And I said I wouldn't have bought them. It was obscene. There was a tub of ice cream we got somewhere. Was it the... Oh, it was at... Was it the Queen gig? £4.50
yeah.
For a thimble full of ice cream. It was the size of the Angel Delight pot. It was criminal, that. Absolutely criminal. So, at least we're all ice creamed up now. We are ice creamed up at the moment. Let's see how it goes. Have you had the Ruby Magnums? No, I have not had a Ruby Magnum. Is that like dark fondant on the outside? Is it dark? Because I thought Mike would quite like one of those, but he decided against it. I know what I was saying. I was saying about the price, wasn't I? So they're normally £3.20 for four. But at the moment, is it £2.50 for four?
£2.50.
And sometimes they go as low as £1.60. You see, those are on offer, Mike. You could get three Ruby Cocoa Bean ice creams for £2.
Yeah.
Let's have a look. Let's have a look at the pickies. Oh, I think that might be on the next order, Jonathan. There you go. Look. Oh, it's all red. And there it is on the stick.
Anyway, I'm going to tell my story.
Which one's this?
About Claire and Jav's dog. there's an update to it. Friends of ours have got a dog, a beagle. In fact, they've got two by the look of it. And both of them wear red bandanas. And do you remember that Sammy that wore a bandana?
Yes, Mayo didn't approve.
No. So he's posted on Facebook and he says, "This is a tag of shame." And basically what it is, it's what they call them? Peg.
A clothes peg, a rubberized clothes peg.
Yeah, it's a peg, a blue peg that's been pegged onto this dog's bandana. And it says, "This is a tag of shame. I wear it because I'm a bad boy, because I've dug Mummy's plant up and destroyed it in less than 1 hour of her planting it. Yes, this was the replacement plant for the last time I did it a month ago. My dad says there's an effing cactus going in there next time, but I have no idea what he means. Anyway, I like my blue peg." So his wife has now posted, and she has said, where's it gone? Hold on. That's the thing with Facebook.
Oh, I know, it does my head in. You see something and you want to go back to it and you can't find it.
So now I'll have to go and search for Claire. Right, there we go. Because she's the one that posted the update. She says, "So this is half an hour ago. So my dad took his tag of shame off earlier. I have replaced it with two. So the dog has now got two pegs on. Not only has he returned to the scene of the crime, .. he'll be on Australia by morning."
Oh dear.
Now that's not a slur on our Aussie MacBiter friends. That's a phrase that we use in the UK because, like, hundreds of years ago, any criminals in the UK were shipped out to Australia when Australia was a bit of a...
No, I don't think that's what she means, surely. There's another meaning.
Yeah,
the dog's digging. And what we would say is, if you keep going, you'll get down to Australia.
I'll tell you another story about that. Yeah, I've just realised that. Yeah. I have a warped sense of
logic. Yes, I know.
No, because I remember we were on holiday once when I was about 5 or 6. And when you go to the seaside, you have a bucket and spade, as you do. Well, you do in this country.
I'm sorry, I've just thought of another one. Go on, tell yours, I'll tell mine.
I don't know what you do in your country, but in the UK, kids have little plastic buckets and plastic spades. I'm sure Anthony and Johnny and Simon and all our other UK friends will know what I'm talking about. And I'm digging this, just a hole in the sand, when I was about 5 or 6. And my dad says, "If you keep going, you'll get to Australia." And our ex-next-door neighbours had moved to Australia. So I put my head in this hole, which was about 6 inches deep, and said, "Hello, Helen Williams."
You're a strange child.
I am.
Well, you know, my holidays as a child were never without incident. And when you said bucket and spade, that just set me off. Oh, we had a holiday. You'll love this one. We'd gone down. Now, where on earth was it? I liked Blackpool because I loved the pleasure beach as a kid. But this wasn't.
Deb said it would be digging to China.
Yes. That's a good point. I can't remember which beach it was, but it was one that we hadn't been to before, obviously. So we heads down there. It was nowhere nigh. It was nowhere near as good as Blackpool. At Blackpool, you can go on the donkeys. That was fabulous. Loved that. At the Pleasure Beach was there. There was loads of arcades. It was amazing. But this place, it was dead. So Dad said, well, we'll go on the beach. I thought, oh, what trouble can we get to on the beach? I'm sure it was down near Graham somewhere, you know, in the southwest. Yeah. Like, I just can't remember where. Because obviously I was very young. I was probably about 7. And I had a bucket and spade. And the bucket and spade that I had were plastic things. It, like Mike says, really cheap kiddie things. So it had like a plastic handle and then like a little wooden piece of doweling and then like a scoop on the end. But it, you know, it was enough to make the Pleasure Beach an interesting name. It's basically, I don't know what you'd call it now. What do you call
the Pleasure Beach?
Alton Towers.
Like a fun fair.
Yeah, it's like a fun fair, and it's much, much bigger. But it's always been known as the Pleasure Beach. But yeah, it's a theme park, and it's at the seaside, and it's on the seafront. It's got, like, huge rides, like roller coasters. But to be honest, there's more smaller things there. Smaller, like, oh, like a donkey derby thing and stuff like that. Or you can, like, throw a ball at some tins and then win a stuffed toy, that kind of thing. So I wanted to go there, but Dad wanted a change. That was typical of my father. So we ended up down this thing, and we get to this beach. And Dad had, I don't think he long bought this car, but he was a petrol head, my father. He always had to have the best car he could afford. He wanted the next one up. That was the one he wanted. So he just bought, and I don't know if they had these in the States, and they were phased out in the late 70s because they were just, I mean, they were huge. It was called a Ford Zephyr. There'll probably be pictures on the internet. But this thing looked like something out of 50s America. It was long, and it even had a bench seat in the front. So the gear lever was actually on the dashboard thing. So you had these two huge bench seats. So I mean, it was a lovely car, but cars,
you know,
are
the
cars.
The Pleasure Beach was founded in 1896.
Yeah. Yeah, it had its own BBC reality series, don't you remember?
Yeah.
So he loved this car. The only problem with it was I was as sick as a chip riding in it. And it was very low. Because it was so long, it was very low. See if you can find a link for the Ford Zephyr, Mike. It's Zephyr PH, not F, obviously.
I know, my granddad had one.
Oh, there you go, you see. Petrol heads. So this was the first holiday he'd actually taken this car on. And he was anal with it. Don't mind the car. Don't put a tissue in the car. And this was how you had to live with him. You know, I'm not going in there. It's not big enough for the car. It was like carrying a fourth person on holiday.
One of those.
No, it was the more modern one than that. It was more modern than that, and it was bigger. Surely there's some pictures. Dad's was a metallic blue, but it looked more modern than that. It would be a model from the 70s, if you can find one. A 70s Ford Zephyr. It definitely looks more modern than that. But probably about the size of like a Mercedes these days. So that's what we'd gone down. Don't get sand in the car.
It's that one.
That's the one.
Yeah, my granddad had one.
Don't get sand in it. Don't put the bucket and spade in. Put it in the boot. And I'm like, I just want to enjoy my holiday, Dad. So that was where we were at. So we goes down to this beach. And it was really quiet by comparison to a Blackpool beach. Nothing like Blackpool. But my dad's there watching and he's saying, hey, just a minute. And they let you drive onto the sand. Now, there's no way you could do that at Blackpool. There's not an inch spare. It's crowded. But this place was like the grave. And people were driving on the sand. So Dad said, oh, let's drive on. You've not done that before. Let's drive on. And Mum's like, I'm not at all sure that's a... He's driven on. So he drove on. We're like walking behind him and he pulls up. There's probably at that stage maybe like half a dozen other cars on there. So he gets out and I starts playing around with my bucket and spade, age 7, building a castle. At which point, and you know, our holidays, this is why I don't leave the house. What could possibly go wrong? Now, you're thinking the tide was coming in. But no, that was a later incident. All of a sudden, you know, Mum sat on a deck chair, I think, and I'm on the sand playing. And all of a sudden, there's this scream from Dad. Quick, give me that spade. And it was my spade. It was plastic, for crying out loud, and it was the size for a child. Give me that spade. Give me that spade. Well, what the hell's going on, Dad? Turn round. The car was sinking. The car was sinking because it was easily twice the size of everybody else's, and you couldn't drive it off the beach because it was sinking. Give me the spade. Well, you've never seen anything like it. Mum never forgave him. She was so embarrassed. All the other people on the beach grabbed the spades off their kids to come over to help him dig this car out. So while they're digging and he's trying to get the thing going. Good night, Simon. He's trying to get this car moving. It's sinking deeper. We all realised the tide was coming in. Well, my mum, now you understand her blood pressure. She lived with my dad, so that was normal for her, Kim. Somehow we managed to dig this car out and he manages to drive it off and get it back on the road. Everybody else had to dash back to theirs because the tide was coming in. So we all end up off the road. So there was no actual calamity. Nobody was lost apart from my spade. He broke it digging. Well, did I give him grief for that? Because by this stage, the shops were shut, which meant I'd lost my spade and I couldn't play in the sand anymore. Oh, I might only have been 7, but he never did it again. But he said, I promise you, I will buy you a really good spade in the morning when the shops open. So we heads off to the shops. Obviously, when you think about buying a spade for a kid, it's basically going to be the colour, isn't it? Or maybe in this day and age, some kind of branding on it. Oh, no. This was my father buying a spade. So I just wanted a standard spade. We get into the shop and they had the standard spades, probably around like 50 pence. He heads straight over for these spades that were about £5. They had an industrial handle on them. They had a metal bit at the bottom. The plate was metal. And the bit in the middle was like tensile steel. And he said, well, have one of these. And I said, I don't need one of those. I want the one like I had. And he went, no, 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 no. He said, we need one of these. The car might get stuck again. So he bought me this spade. I needed a truck to carry it. I know, Jonathan, I was 7. And everybody else had normal spades. And I dragged this out. It looked like I was digging a grave. Oh, my father. Do you know, I'll tell him what, though. He said, this one will last you. He wasn't kidding. It's hung up in the garage now. It's still going. But as a 7-year-old girl, I'm like, no, Dad, I don't want this. That was like the time he bought me a fishing rod. Proper fishing rod, not a child's toy. Everybody, all the kids were out like fishing and they had like a piece of bamboo with a string hanging off it. Because that's what kids were fishing with. My dad said, I'll get you one. I thought, oh, great, you know, I can go out with the other kids. And what did he come back with? You could have probably entered competitions with this fishing rod. It had a proper winder thing on it, a reel. It had proper hooks on it. Oh, you should have seen it. We'll admit all the other kids were like, that's proper. And I'm like, I wish mine was like yours. But my dad bought it like that because guess what? I'll just borrow this, he said, and off he goes. That was what he did. If he ever bought you anything, he would buy you whatever version of it that he wanted. Like, I would want a radio, and I would mean like a tiny portable transistor thing that you pop in your pocket. And Dad comes back with one that's like the size of a car battery. And when I say like, but Dad, I wanted to take it to the beach. You know, Dad was like, oh yeah, but this one will get you far more stations. And I'm like, I'm only really interested in the music, Dad. But that's what he did. You could say he was practical, but he was certainly practical for himself. Can assure you, it was whatever he wanted. Mum never let him near the beach again, not in a car, not even in smaller cars later. He was a real car boy, wasn't he?
He was.
He would literally... Where were we when he ended up...
Did he read Witch magazine, Anthony says?
He didn't know, but my mum did. She wouldn't buy anything without checking out the Witch magazine. Particularly like household things that were meant to last a while. But what he would read would be things like, if you're in the UK, you'll know exactly what I mean. The Tandy catalogue. The Argus catalogue. you know, he wouldn't use them in terms of I'm looking for X, so he then goes and looks at them. He looks through them to see if there's anything that he could buy as a toy. One of them was Chums. I don't know if they're still going, but Chums was, it's a catalogue type company, but for older people. The stuff that's in there is like things to help you pick stuff up off the floor and things.
Chums.co.uk.
Oh, are they still alive? That's unfortunate. Yeah, it is older stuff though, isn't it? It's definitely for the over 50s, over 60s. In fact, you probably have to be about 90 these days. But somehow he found a catalogue, I think it was in a newspaper, and they had a hedge trimmer, and this hedge trimmer was battery powered, so he wanted it. Yeah, no Argus catalogue anymore. That would have pleased Mum, because Dad would just sit there for like 3 weeks reading the new catalogue, and at the end of it he'd probably spent mentally about 10,000 on various things. But this particular thing was a battery powered hedge trimmer. And when she said, like, you don't need one, he legitimately could say to her, how do you know? You don't trim the hedges. And yes, it kicked off at that point. He knew no sense, really. You know, like, you've got a list mentally of what not to say to the other person. All push-button topics, don't say that. Yeah, Dad had a list and he went through it on a regular basis. Used to drive Mum insane. So he said, it's very difficult taking out the cable. You know, so Mum gave it a thought, and she thought, at least he won't go through the cable, which he had done before. So he gets this hedge trimmer thing. Then it needed batteries. So this thing was like quite inexpensive, but then in the small print, you needed the batteries. He ended up spending about £200 on this thing, and it was useless. The batteries lasted like 2 seconds. And it, when it arrived, it was so tiny, it was for really more like topiary work rather than hacking through a thick hedge. It was ridiculous. But he spent a fortune on it. So that was one of the examples. But the thing was, once you'd bought something from Chums, you could not get rid of them. They would not stop sending catalogues. And Mum was petrified. At this point, he'd gone into retirement and he had less money. But it didn't stop him wanting to spend the same amount or even more, because he had more time on his hands. So we started intercepting the catalogue, didn't we, Mike? It's like, if you see the Chums catalogue, I'd it. And he'd say, not a Chums catalogue in a while. I know, Dad. We burnt them all. Anyway, then he died and Chums were still sending catalogues. So Mum said, can you stop them sending catalogues? So I filled in all the forms and stuff to say, like, stop sending me catalogues. And they wouldn't. Literally every week another catalogue arrived. And when it did, it upset Mum. Because then it reminded her of Dad, and Dad had died. So not that she didn't nearly murder him most of the time with these Chums catalogues. So I tried everything. Nothing was working. So I was writing it back saying, you know, no longer available, no longer at this address. They were still coming. So at one point, I think I actually wrote on it, because I got told from customer services, just write on it, deceased, and that'll stop it. When it comes back to us, we'll deal with it. And they didn't. But I wrote on it, deceased. And when they kept coming, I put deceased, please redirect care of Sales Cemetery. You know, I was getting really bad. Still, these catalogues were coming. So this was about 8 months after he died, and I'm still arguing with him over these catalogues. So I thought, right, time for a different approach here. So I rings up, and obviously you're going to get the only number that they actually answer is the sales number. So I rang the sales number, and it's like, hello, let's place an order. So I said, no, this is an urgent and important call regarding your data protection. I said, can you put me through to your data protection officer, please? And she went, what? What? So I said, I need to speak to them right now. I said, you know, we're talking about a criminal offence being involved here. Well, all of a sudden she found somebody. But it wasn't the data protection officer, because nobody in the business knew who the heck the data protection officer was. So when I said, well, what's your title? I ended up getting up and up and up and up the chain. So I finally got somebody. So I said, right, well, the issue is this. And I explained that once we'd filled these forms in, to keep sending catalogues was actually illegal. And you keep doing it, and I keep redirecting and whatever. I said, so this is your last call. This is your last warning before it heads off to data protection. And the data protection officer in the UK, on a complaint, has to turn up and investigate the complaint at the company involved. So it would have been Chums at this point. But the thing is, obviously, that's going to cost money and they have to pay. So when I explained to them that it cost £10,000 a day for this investigation to take place and I was on the brink of reporting them for it, guess what? Not seen another catalogue since. And they were saying things like, you've got to give us 3 months lead time. It takes time to trickle through the data. I thought, no, it doesn't. You're lying. You're hoping that we'll keep getting them for another 3 months and we either be tempted to buy something or we'll forget that we've actually tried to cancel it. But no, never saw another Chums catalogue again, believe it or not. And now we've got the Argos catalogue gone. Thing with the Argos catalogue was, I think, at one point it was quite useful. Argos is a store that's on the high street in the UK. There used to be two at one point. There was Shoppers World. Do you remember
Index,
them?
Yeah.
They became Index, but there was Shoppers World originally. So Argos is the only one left that's a store on the high street. And they also have like mini branches in bigger supermarkets. But you actually have a catalogue. And this catalogue is huge. It must have been 2 inches thick. And the paper's, I mean, 80 grams is normal. This paper must have been about 10 grams. So there were thousands of pages in it. But I think it started to get less useful when they started adding more items to it and making the text that small. No one could read it. The only people who'd be buying from Argos, to be honest, would be older people who wanted to, other younger people would be looking online. But that's exactly what we used to do, Jonathan. You get four of them. So we'd get one for Dad and one for me, one for Mum.
Yeah, because he wasn't trusted to share.
Oh, no, he'd have his dinner all over it or something. He'd spill tea on it. I mean, if you spilt tea on it, I mean, there's no way you'd ever open the pages again, is there? It would just become like an ornament at that point. But we got four and one went in your car, just in case we wanted something when we were out and we had the catalogue with us. But I'm not surprised, to be honest, it's gone. I'm surprised it's not gone before now.
Out of date Argos catalogues I used to find in the boot or trunk of my car.
They could all go, Mike. And the thing is, they're not eco-friendly, Jonathan, not even if when you finish with them you decided to recycle them. Because when we got the instructions for the bins, and you know what the instructions for our bins like, just fractionally longer than the latest Argos catalogue, I think, you can't put them in the recycling because the pages are shiny. You dropped it in the bath. Did you ever see a page again? By the time it had dried. No, it definitely needed thicker pages, I think.
Oh, talking of dropping things. I don't think I've told them this story, have I?
What have you dropped?
I haven't.
Oh.
No, the other day my mum, I was speaking to my mum and she says, your aunt's just got a new phone. New iPhone.
She wanted to wait until lockdown was over to talk to us, didn't she? Because this iPhone she had, was it 8 years old? It was a wonder it was turning on.
Is it an iPhone 5?
No, it was a 4.
Was it?
Yeah. It was a chunky 4.
So anyway, she says, she's got a brand new iPhone. She said, did I tell you what she did with the old one? I said, no. She said she dropped it down the toilet.
When she said, did I tell you what she did, you were thinking, oh, did she recycle it? I wonder if you could drop an iPhone 11 down the toilet, because it is waterproof, isn't it?
It is.
Mm. But the 4 wasn't. The Vermont Country Store. Now, that sounds lovely. That sounds like all homely things, like, yeah, old things and candles. Isn't there another store in the States? I saw it once in the 30 seconds of a Friends episode. Is it something barn? Something barn. And they were going in and they were like,
ooh, those look nice.
Buying everything. What have you got now? Candles?
No, no candies, not candles.
Oh, candies. I thought it said candles. Oh, candies. Oh, in that case, I'll definitely have a look. You know, being deprived of the ice cream. It just sounds nice anyway. That does look very similar to it. Oh, look at that cake.
Yeah.
Sweet treats. Oh, I'm loving this. I'm going to have to visit. What are those? Are those fig rolls? Look at the blueberry pie. We don't seem to get too much blueberry pie here, do we? Or no. Cherry pie, apple pie.
We've got blueberries.
That looks nice. That lemon cake.
Mm. Oh, with lemon cake. Cinnamon sticks. Mm.
They're nice too. You see the gadgets. Oh, gadgets to make life easy. This is Chums under another name. Only Chums doesn't do the food. That's it, Jonathan. You see, you're interested in the store because it sounds nice. You can't get a go, Sig. Oh, that's criminal.
Johnny wants to know what we're looking at.
I'm just looking at the homepage, but let me see if I can get... it says, luscious lemon cake. Can I actually see the lemon cake?
I just clicked through.
It's $27, the lemon cake, but just look at that for a cake,
Jonathan.
Oh,
there's candy. Ooh. Licorice. Chewy candy, sweets.
And there's date nut loaf and a pineapple upside down cake. But I reckon the chocolate petit foie is what you'd go for, isn't
fudge.
It? Fudge. That was my favourite. I adored fudge. If they've got the stuff you need, then you're in there, Deb. That looks really nice. It does seem more homely than ours, though. I mean, not only is the name kind of implies somewhere you would want to go. I don't know why it was ever called Argus. They sell them all the year round. Oh, Jonathan wants to move now. Should we have a Matt Bites outing, Jonathan? Should we go visit? Let's have a look at that. Authentic. Oh, they do look nice. Little bit like Jammy Dodgers, don't you think?
Yeah.
Oh dear. Yeah, we need to have a cooperative here, don't we? Oh look, gumdrops and shortbread.
Oh, gumdrops. Yeah.
I adore shortbread, but obviously I have to have the gluten-free stuff, which is basically a packet of sugar held together with
it
something.
It is actually, isn't it?
Yeah. There's no taste to it. It's just sugar.
No, I found there is a taste to it, but it is sugar.
It's far too sugary. Isn't
yeah.
It? I mean, as a kid, you couldn't have given me too much sugar. But honestly, they're too sweet. They need to be... Because I wouldn't put something like cream cheese on them. Because they're too sweet.
Mm.
But you do need something. You want to add something to it that gives it the kick. Not just in the biscuit. But yeah, I think it's made by... You get a bowl, you put the sugar in. You find something to glue the sugar together and call it a biscuit. That's it, really. Oh, they've got French onion soup as well. What are you doing to us here? Doesn't that look beautiful served like that? In a little bowl. Like a restaurant. Remember when we used to go and eat out?
Yeah.
Do we remember that far back?
Yeah.
I would definitely rather have one of these than an Argus. Argus doesn't do stuff like that, though, does it, to be honest, Jonathan?
I see none of us are looking at the clothes or the personal care.
No.
We've gone straight to the food.
I haven't even seen the candy yet. We haven't got a store like this, really. I'm thinking Dunelm is similar to this for the curtains and the home stuff, but then they wouldn't do the treats. Oh, Mike, I remember having some of those when I was younger. I don't know what they're called. I remember a fudge
store in the Trafford Centre.
Oh, French candies. Are they French candy? French candy creams. There you go, Jonathan. That's what they used to have in the UK when I was a kid. And again, they were like creamy and they used to melt in your mouth. Oh, they were beautiful. I have no idea. Where on earth would you go in the UK for something like that these days?
I don't know.
You would literally be limited to either a very specialist shop or somewhere in London like Fortnum & Mason. I'd watched a vlog of a lad that went in Fortnum & Mason while I was on holiday in London. Fortnum & Mason is a food supplier that supplies the Queen. And they do sell really expensive sweets like that, where you pick what you want and then they put them in the box. But I've not seen anywhere else that's like that. But there was that fudge shop, wasn't there, in the Trafford Centre?
Cody's. Was it Cody's?
Cody's. It wasn't actually a sweet shop, was it? It was more like this. That's the nearest I've seen to something like this. It had clothes in it and it had handmade fudge and biscuits. And it wasn't cheap, was it? Something like £2 for a slice of fudge.
Yeah.
But it was the most beautiful fudge you would ever eat. My favourite, because this was pre-2009, wasn't it? My favourite was a vanilla fudge. And it had in it Maltesers. So they'd like made it with Maltesers in it, and then they would cut through and you'd get like it would have, they'd cut the Maltesers in half as they're cutting the fudge, so you'd have it with that and like streaks of chocolate through it. Oh, it was nice. I'm reminiscing now. That was nice, but it shut down, unfortunately. The Trafford Centre didn't shut down, although it's in administration now, isn't it? But this particular store did, Cody's. So I don't know if... is there a Cody's anywhere else? I always felt it was very American, so I don't know. Is there a Cody's store? There's one called The Cody Store. Let's have a look what that is. Is it the right one? No, that's Tech. So it must have shut down and gone away. Unless it was Cody's rather than store. Let's try that. No. No, not looking like that either. Tell you what, I'll actually stick on Cody and Fudge and see what I come up with then. No, there is a Cody Fudge, but no, that's totally gone. So maybe the entire company went... Oh, that's such a shame. Oh, Kim's neighbour makes fudge. Does he want to be my neighbour? You like fudge, do you, Jonathan? I've never tried making fudge, I must admit. My mum used to make toffee, and that was a bit of a performance. She had one of those special thermometers, because it has to be just at the right temperature. But I'm pretty sure you can make fudge without heat. Can't you make cold fudge?
I did make fudge.
Oh, we did, didn't we?
Yes,
we did.
We made pink fudge.
We made pink fudge, that's right. Oh, I remember all of that being stacked up on a plate.
Yeah.
Yeah, that caused a bit of a problem like Simon in terms of the expanding waistline. But it was nice, I do remember that. I'll dig the picture out. Remind me, Mike. Put it in there as a follow-up. I'll try and find it. Oh, the Rocky Mountain Chocolate Store. Oh, my word, Deb. Do they have Rocky Mountain Chocolate? Because I know a boy... Who would love that?
That's Rocky Road.
Yeah, Rocky Mountain, Rocky Road, whatever. There you go. Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory. Oh, sounds like Willy Wonka. Oh, I definitely need this. Jonathan, we definitely both need this. Been in lockdown too long. Oh, wow. It says, looking for a sweet opportunity. And on the right-hand side of that, there's one that says, want to be the boss. And there's the guy's holding out a cake. Ooh. There you go. Look, interested in a franchise. Jonathan, we could open a store. That would be amazing. If we stuck it next to the Cat Cafe, we'd pick up trade as well, wouldn't we? Oh, they do look really nice. Never mind the gift cards. Let's have a look at the edibles. Shop chocolates online. Ooh, two of our favourite things there, Jonathan. It said apple and fudge. The best chocolate page isn't loading, but the shop apples and fudge... Fingers crossed, that's loading. Look, apple pie, caramel apple. Now, but for the fact that that's walnut. There you go, Mike. That's exactly what you want. Rocky Road fudge. Ah. Available in store only.
Oh, when are we getting any of that?
They've got chocolate pecan. All these are quite dark, though, aren't they? Peanut butter fudge. We need recipes. And now I've got my vlogging camera, I can film Mike. I told them that you weren't pleased with me last night because you didn't have a shirt on and you got all very shy.
Oh, good.
But if we could make some fudge, I could film you doing it. I'm thinking a special series for Christmas. What do you guys reckon? Good grief. That's a link and a half, Jonathan. But I've got it. Let's go visit. Oh. Oh no! I've got a bad timestamp on that one, Jonathan.
What's a bad timestamp?
No idea, but that's the error. What if I take all the ampersand rubbish off the end? Because there's a JPEG in there. So let's get rid of all the stuff off the end. See if it loads. No, it doesn't like the timestamp. Why is there a timestamp in it at all? It probably stopping hot linking. Take a screenshot, Jonathan. I've got to see this. Oh, and Kim's got a store as well.
Yeah, I've just gone to Kim's right, store.
Let's stick that one in. We don't have much like this, apart from Slattery's.
I was going to say what
Slattery's is probably the only one. So that one does look pretty similar to Slattery's. Slattery's is actually open again, but obviously we're not leaving the house. because we're in lockdown and Slattery's are. Oh, Slattery's are. They're in Bury. Have they had to close again?
No.
Oh, when they do tours.
No,
tours.
Because it's not total lockdown, is it? It's just you can't go in someone else's house.
You're going to get into less trouble in somebody's house than you are going shopping, in my mind. Look at that, an eat-along box.
They're not accepting walk-ins, only reservations. I'm sure they
So if you make a reservation, you're not infectious. Do you know, you learn something every day, don't you? I think you'll find you are. Oh dear, oh dear. These places look amazing. We don't have much like that. Slattery's is one. There's a rock factory in Blackpool. Is it still Coronation Rock? Coronation Rock, Blackpool. There was something to do with a buyout. Are they still going? Looks like there is, and I think you can actually do a tour. Only obviously, not at the minute. Yes, it's still there. It is just behind the airport in Blackpool. I wonder if they've got a website of their own. Is there a link on there? Website. Let's have a look. Well, I've got a TripAdvisor page, and it's taken me to another TripAdvisor page. That's not good, unless that is their website. Is that their website? How ridiculous if it is. And it also says behind the airport, Blackpool. Didn't the airport Blackpool close down?
I thought it did.
Yeah, I thought it did. It's a huge place that has stores in Blackpool. I don't think they've got their own website. Oh, the Doric! Wow! Doric Hotel Blackpool. We didn't stay there. We stayed next door. Voted number one family hotel in the UK. That's amazing. So it's on a Facebook page, but you can scroll down and see the kind of stuff that they've actually got. And there's a post there from the 3rd of July. Let's find the actual link for that. That is a picture, hopefully, at some point, of the original store when they opened. Why are you not going to the right link? There it is. Well, let's try and share that. That's not working properly. Come on. Don't do this to me. Look at that. 1923. And that is the actual store in Blackpool where it says cafe. The first Coronation Rock shop opened at the bottom of that, just underneath where it says cafe. But there's a few pictures there, but it's not actually a proper website, unfortunately. But that was always a good one to go to.
Have you seen the one Johnny's posted?
Right, let me try again. Dog friendly. Oh, yeah. Lola would love this. Look at that face. That definitely looks like Lola's been there before. In fact, that's Maya, isn't it?
That's
definitely
a Sammy, isn't it?
It's a Sammy, but that is what Maya would do. In fact, it's a Sammy called Rizzo. Got a tag around its neck. Rizzo the Sammy.
Oh, yeah.
And it's wearing a Samoyed cravat. We never got Mayer into clothes. He didn't like it. But they are chocolate factories, but it's dog-friendly chocolate. Look at the fangs on that as Rizzo tries ripping into it. That's a boy. You can definitely tell that's a boy from the face. That's adorable, Jonathan. I'm loving that. Oh, our two would have enjoyed it. We'll get Lola out at some point, somewhere she'll enjoy. But at the moment, it's pour me that water onto the carpet. I want to lick it off the carpet. And you know what? Like a fool, I did. Because I'm not house proud, I just want the dog happy. So if she wants to lick water off the carpet, let her lick water off the carpet. If I don't, then she's only going to lick the carpet dry. So she might as well have some water on the carpet. Lick it off there. Oh, insanity, insanity. Well, we draw to the end of another week. Are we all geared up for another week of Marooned at Matt Bites Headquarters? Week 22! We are almost halfway. Yeah, 4 weeks. And when we come into week 26, we're halfway there, Jonathan. Never, ever thought that would happen. We need to calculate how many hours output we've had, don't we? Since the beginning of lockdown. Because there's more hours of Marooned and After Hours than there are Mac Bites. And we need to rectify that, don't we, Jonathan? Jonathan will be back. He's taking the rubbish down. Oh, while his back's turned, we can legitimately talk about 129. Nearly the bank holiday weekend. Indeed it is. That's our holiday week. So by then, we'd be looking to have the iMac in situ, if it's arriving. Mike and I will discuss this. But, you know, I think it's too good to miss, isn't it, with the idea of a new camera. You know, but what it's crying out for is a mammoth unboxing. Mm. However, having said that, there was a guy who unboxed one on YouTube, and he was very dismissive, saying, you know, seen one iMac unboxing, you've seen them all, and there's nothing new to see with the unboxing. And I thought, you heathen. It's the fact that it's this computer, and it's the new one that we're unboxing that you need to think about. But that's what he said anyway. We produce more content than your TV stations. We're getting a lot of repeats, Kim. Honestly, I look at the TV guide and I literally don't bother. I don't think I've watched anything. I've watched a couple of things on Now TV. We came to the end of Grey's Anatomy, which I thought was all of a bit of a weird ending, unless there's a couple more episodes. But I checked and I think it finished at episode 21. There is another episode of Station 19 to watch, but that's literally it. If I didn't have Now TV, I wouldn't watch a thing. The normal TV, they've got some good things on, but they're all repeats. They are repeating from the very beginning Line of Duty, which is a fabulous show, but it's not really a kind of summer watch where you can kind of half watch it. It's very, very intricate and it's very, very violent. To me, that's not really a summer watch. There's probably about 30 to 35 episodes of that. So they've put that on two nights a week. They're repeating Vera. What else is on? Oh, it's literally, I mean, it's just terrible. I actually said to Mike I was looking forward to the last night of the proms, but I didn't even know if they'd be doing it, and if they were doing it, how they'd be doing it. I don't think they'll... Well, it just wouldn't be the same anyway. If you've not got the flag waving, it's not really the last night of the proms, is it? But we'll see what they're going to do about it. And the other thing that's coming on in the autumn that, again, to me is just like, why? I'm a Celebrity. They're going to a haunted Scottish castle. I thought, I bet Nicola Sturgeon's thrilled. Mm. Yeah, that's just what you need. A load of the English descending on you from hotspots in the UK. It's when you take the cellophane off it. That's very true, Anthony. And when I watched this unboxing, I was mortified. I looked and I thought, OK, this guy's clearly American. But when he took the iMac out of the box, and I believe it was an unboxing because the rest of it was sealed. So he opens the box, then he takes the iMac out. And you know that kind of, it's a funny fabric, but it is fabric. Sheath that it's in. He took that off and that left the cellophane. Well, the cellophane in the UK is glued to the screen. You actually peel it off. It's not glued at the back necessarily, but you peel it off. And this one wasn't. It just looked like a jacket that was too big. It was cellophane, but just not stuck to the front. And I thought that would leave like micro scratches on it. But he took it off anyway and said, you don't need to keep that bit. And there was the unboxing. But it was very different than a UK one. So you see, not all unboxings are the same, are they? You've got me billing and cooing, stroking the new toy and things like that. Oh, and sniffing. Does it smell like new Mac? Do you know my very first Mac? I had no idea about that. I don't think that struck till the second Mac. Yours come off easily. Do all the new iPads work with a pencil? I do believe they do, but you'd have to check which pencil. So the new iPad mini will only work with pencil 1. I'm not sure if pencil 2 will only work with the pros. I think that's right. Pencil 2 has a kind of flat side to it that is magnetised to the side of the iPad. So that will only work with the iPad Pros. But the other pencils are still available and they work with all of them, I think. Although I don't think iPad... No, the Pencil 1 works with Lightning port iPads. So Pencil 1 won't work with an iPad Pro because you can't plug it in at the bottom, and that was how it connected to it. So there's two very different versions of the pencil. Thinking of getting Mum a new iPad. Yeah, well, you should be okay. There is a standard iPad. It's relatively new. I think it came out. It's a silent update a few months ago, something like that. It came out after the iPad Pro. And that takes Pencil 1. Delete the word only. Mike will know that one. He's typing away. You seen the question about Excel? The query builder.
Windows only.
Most unfortunate. But you could always use Parallels. There is a bit of a version issue with VMware at the moment. I use VMware, and I preferred VMware for a long time. But even I went back to Parallels because VMware sacked the development team. So I figured that all we'd be getting was like very minimal updates. And there was the annual tax with it. They charged you every year for a new version. So I went over to Parallels, and obviously it's a subscription now. But I was grandfathered onto something ludicrously cheap. I think mine's something like £28 a year. And Mike, who didn't have anything to upgrade from, do you pay something like 60 odd or 70?
I think so.
About £76, I think. So it was definitely worth me being grandfathered onto it. And I have one VM to do that kind of stuff with. You sort yourself out, Power Query. Query Builder. Same thing, I think, isn't it? Mm. So you should be okay with that, Kim. There is an iPad that's quite inexpensive. In the UK, it starts, I think, about £350. But that's for 32 gig. There isn't a 64 gig version, which is ridiculous. If you go for 32 gig, you may find before the iPad is like that old, you can't use it, that you're struggling to update it. So if you could stretch to the 128 gig, it would give you room to put stuff on it. And obviously that could then back up automatically to iCloud, save your mum doing any manual backups. But it would just give you a little bit more room to play around putting apps on it. 32, it really is not enough anymore. And I can tell you what happens when an iOS device gets full. It goes mental. Even when it's got, you know, what you would consider to be maybe like 5-10 gig free, it's still going mad. So I definitely go for the 128. But there is one and it's not that expensive. Let's see if I can find it. It's the cheapest one that's out there at the moment, that's for sure. But it's a fairly good spec. A friend of mine got one. She got an educational discount on it. You should get some kind of discount on it, I would have thought. We have a services discount here, so that might apply. Let's have iPad. And it's a standard iPad, I think, as opposed to an iPad Air. And they're really pitching it at, like, kids. But it does support Pencil 1. Price-wise, let's have a look, 128 gig. In the UK, Wi-Fi only, that would be $429. Oh, no, hang on, this is dollars, $429. And then you probably want to think about the AppleCare. And you have two different ways of buying AppleCare. But $429, plus the Pencil, which, of course, is another, is it 100? I think in the UK it's about 120, 130 for a Pencil, which is absolutely obscene. But that's probably the best one to buy. So if I send you that link, hopefully that link will work. That's the 128 one. It actually looks like, what size is that? Is it 10.2, 9.7? That's the one thing it doesn't tell you. That's silly. Let's go back and see if it does actually tell you. 10.2. 10.2 is my favourite size. My 10.2 iPad just feels perfect in the hand. So that is identical to the 10.2 that I've got. And my 10.2 works with Pencil 1 as well, but not Pencil 2. So there you go. I had a stand-up scrap with them, Deb, over that. We went in to get our iPads, and we got our iPads in store, but they were out of stock of pencils, and they said, it's fine, just order online. And I said, no, because if I don't buy it now, my pencil isn't covered under the AppleCare that I'm buying at the moment. So if you do decide to buy a pencil, Kim, and you do decide to take Apple Care out, buy the pencil at the same time and make sure at the point of sale that they're told that you want that covered on the Apple Care. They couldn't sell us what they didn't have, so but we had stacked up in front of us two iPad 12.9s. And while you were gone, Jonathan, shame you missed that. We had two 12.9-inch iPad Pros. We had a 10.2 iPad Pro. We had three lots of Apple Care, and it was stacked up on the desk in the Apple Store. And when he said, we've no pencils, and I said, well, if I don't buy the pencil now, it's not on the Apple Care. I said to Mike, it's all right, we'll leave it. We'll order everything online. And the guy went, no, just a minute. So he said, I'm going to get the store manager. And I looked at Mike and I thought, please don't. Do you remember that idiot?
Yeah.
What was his name?
Ian.
No. No, he wasn't. No, he was the genius behind the genius bar that was a complete muppet. But the store manager actually had a girl's name. You know, something like Hillary. Only it wasn't Hillary. But it made me think it was a woman, and then he came out and I thought, pardon, it turned out it can be a boy's name. Who knew? Gender fluid, never mind. But he came out, this other one, and he was a horrible man. Oh, we hated him. So when the guy said, I'll go and get the manager, I thought, oh, please don't. You know, he'll set eyes on me and that'll be the end of it. But there was a new manager. So I explained to him and he went, that's a really good point, you're right. He said, I can fix that for you. So what we did was we placed the order there and then for the pencils, which put them on our account. We had to do the unboxing of the iPad in the store so we could get one of the codes from the inside of the box. That was so we didn't sell it on, so that the box was actually opened. We activated it, which added one iPad to the account, which could then be hooked up to the pencil, which meant we got Apple Care on the pencil. Luckily, we never needed it. But, you know, if you've not got it, that's when you'll need it. So try and buy the pencil with it. If they're out of stock, tell them you will order it online in store. You are prepared to activate the iPad and that they can then put it on the account, because that is totally possible. They did it twice for us. I love managers with a can-do attitude. Unfortunately, the other idiot, whose name does escape me, it'll come back to me. Well, he was just horrible. He was horrible. And to be honest, our local store at the Trafford Centre was great when I first started going there. And then it went really off. And it went really off around the time of this idiot. But then this other guy came in and he's not afraid to come out onto the shop floor and actually talk to customers and stuff. And it does make a massive difference to the overall store. So we'd still probably prefer somewhere else, just historic. But we did go there for our AirPods, didn't we?
Yeah.
Then we went off for a meal where it didn't end well with a fish.
Didn't it?
Oh, come on. We went to the one near the rugby stadium and they served a big fish.
Yeah.
I don't eat potatoes. So obviously this is fish and chips or... whatever they call them, fries in the States.
I forgot about
big, that. Big chunky fries, you know, like oven baked things. But I don't eat them. So I said to Mike, well, I'll have a big fish, but I'll give you all of the fries. This fish arrived. It looked like a fish finger. And Mike said, is this a big fish? Because this is not like the big fish we've had at your other store. Well, turned nasty, didn't it, with the fish? I'll have to ask the chef.
I complained.
Mike complained, yeah, and I'm just sat there glowering at it. Honestly, it wouldn't have fed... Lola would have wanted five of those. It was far too small. Anyway, he came back and put it on the table, and I'm like, well, what am I supposed to... Well, I'll just eat it then. And then the next minute, another fish turned up. So they actually cooked two of them. They agreed they were that small. They had to cook two of them. So we remember that night well. If you get pencil two, it doesn't stick as hard as they let on. It'll fall off. It does. I totally agree with that, Deb. I said that to Mike. If I put my iPad in a bag, odds are I'll find the pencil at the bottom of the bag. It's fine if it's on your desk. In my case, it's kind of stood up. All my tech is like in a rack next to me. And in the rack, it's absolutely fine. But if you do put it in a bag, I'd be tempted to take the pencil off to start with, just in case. You're okay in terms of where you say it will fall on the iPad if you've got one of those wrap-round covers. But then that's the iPad Pro. If it's the standard iPad, then there's nowhere really to stick the pencil. You can buy lots of stuff where it puts like a loop on the side. And one thing that's handy if you've got pencil one, let me just find this from my previous orders. I've got two pencil ones that work with older iPads. And I swapped it the top. You know the little white thing that's on the top? Apple Pencil. Let's have a look. No, not a stand for the thing. There we go. One of those. Was it that one? Basically, it's a cap replacement. These are $7.99 for three in the UK. But I'm sure there's something similar in the States. And what I did with that was I replaced the white cap that it came with one of these. And it means that you could turn it round the other way and you could use it as an old rubber stylus. The top is like rubber. I actually wrote a piece on that saying, you know, this was before Pencil 2 came out, and said, I've turned my Apple Pencil into my Apple Pencil Pro. And I love doing that because if I'm flipping from page to page with something, the pencil doesn't work well in terms of dragging it across to flip a page. You'd be much better with one of the old original style rubber tips, and that's what that gives you. So you literally just flip the pencil round, and I've got that at the top of it. And you'd have a spare, or two spares, depending on how many pencils you've got. I've got one on each of mine. And the other thing I did, because I've got two of them, and you can't tell them apart, obviously you don't want to do anything permanent, but I think I placed an order for some pen refills, and they sent me a freebie, and it was a roll of tape, but this tape's called washi tape. Now, it's not something I particularly use, but all these crafters seem to absolutely love it. And it doesn't stick. It doesn't have the residue that you get on a lot of other stuff. So I cut a very tiny piece of this washi tape off and put it around the top. And I tried it after a week, you know, let's peel that bit off and see what it's like. It doesn't leave any residue behind at all. So you could colour code it if you've got more than one with some washi tape. Oh, these are all little tips, aren't they? Ah, pardon the pun. Tips, pencil tips. That, to me, I wouldn't use a pencil without that. Didn't I give you the third one I had?
Yeah, I think you did.
It is so good for doing the things where you don't want that. The one thing with a pencil is, Nina didn't like this, when she's doing her colouring in, she does lots of adult colouring books, Nina, she didn't like the tapping of the pencil. So she wanted a rubber end for that and got a different stylus. And I said you could actually just swap the end out. Incredibly useful, that. Incredibly useful. Well, we have drawn to the end of this week. We've managed yet another week in lockdown. We're going to hair off, aren't we, Mike?
Yeah.
Can't say where, never know. Jonathan's in. And he's awake. But it might involve numbers. You just never know these days, do you? Can't get you too excited, Jonathan. It's not good for you. Not at your age. Because BK's not here and you're the youngest. But we will be back with you tomorrow when we enter the unknown realm of week 22, which could be iMac week. It could be 129 week. Anything could happen. It's going to be an exciting new week. And you're quite right, Kim, I have my ice cream. So I'm a happy bunny. Did they send the chicken with the ice cream?
They sent what looked like the same chicken in a different packing.
At least they sent the chicken.
But you'll have to check to see if it's
right.
Different.
Because yesterday they didn't send the chicken either, but that was obviously of much less significance than the ice cream. So I wasn't in a state over that.
But they didn't send the soft scoop ice cream.
Didn't they?
No, it was out of stock.
This is why you have to place an order every week. And Mike says, but I can't order that much. The freezer's full. Just order
but
it,
but they did
Mike.
Send the Dioralite.
That doesn't need to go in the freezer.
But they didn't send it in two boxes of 10 or 20, whatever it is.
And how did they send it?
In the six boxes.
For the price of the other ones?
Yes.
Give up with them.
It says in the T's and C's, if we have to substitute, then you'll pay the price of the original.
Oh, fabulous. Fabulous. Quite liking that then. So if they've not got the 1 litre of ice cream, but they've got 10, then I get it for the price of one.
Don't think it works like that.
Darn it. I'd be good at this shopping if it was like that. Anyway, thank you very much, Jonathan. We will indeed have a great evening. And IMAX. Soon. But for the moment, it's good night from me.
It's good night from me.
And we'll both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.